There are five Sundays between Mother's Day and Father's Day on the calendar. Big deal. I thought today would be a good one to focus, you'll notice, family focus. Now, this is not to be concerned or confused with Focus on Family, which is an organization that the Southern Leadership Conference has labeled a terrorist organization because of their bigotry. This is Focus on Family. Focus on Family in the name of Christ. I think that's the important thing. And the ingredient I thought on this Sunday, that we talk about graduates and we talk about the process of growing, maturing, and changing, the whole business of life itself, it might be good to put a focus where it needs to be. And the focus really is on Jesus Christ. And too often, I think we get carried away with the mushy stuff that television sometimes performs. Although I must tell you, I've watched some of the previews, and there's no longer family mushiness on television. There really isn't. Barbara and I looked at each other and thought, is this entertainment? Wow. It's true. I'm not a prude, but boy, there's some dumb stuff on television. Wow. I never thought John Wayne movies would look so much wonderful. Anyway, I thought, for heaven's sake, let's focus what it's all about. And the focus really is on Jesus Christ. And the scripture that we're looking at really is one that continues after Jesus called the 12 disciples together. After he called them together and challenged them, what you're going to be doing, because they didn't know what he's talking about. He said these wonderful things, and this scripture opens because somebody's telling poor Christ that he's like Beelzebub. And open your Bibles. This is a good gospel lesson. The third chapter, verses 20 through 35, you'll see that's a real nice thing, Jesus and Beelzebub, and it's after the appointing of the 12 apostles. Then Jesus entered a house, and again a crowd gathered so that he and his disciples were not even able to eat. When his family heard about this, they went to take charge of him, for they said, he's out of his mind. And the teachers of the law who came down from Jerusalem said, he's possessed by Beelzebub, by the prince of demons. He's driving out demons. So Jesus called them and spoke to them in parables. How can Satan drive Satan out of himself? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. If a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan opposes himself and is divided, he cannot stand. His end has come. In fact, no one can enter a strong man's house and carry off his possessions unless he first ties up the strong man. Then he can rob his house. I tell you the truth. All the sins and blasphemies of men will be forgiven them, but whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven. He's guilty of eternal sin. He said this because they were saying he was an evil spirit. Then Jesus' mother and brothers arrived. Standing outside, they sent someone in to call him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they told him, your mother and brothers are outside looking for you. Who are my mother and brothers? He asked. Then he looked at those seated around him, and he said, "Here are my mother and brothers. Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother." Whoa. This picture of Jesus is, you know, it really is one that can startle and surprise you when you read it at first. And when you look at this, you wonder what in the world was going through his mind when he said these things. Family units, you see, were the foundation for a strong society. It's always been that way. It was that way in the East at the time of Christ. It still is. It's that way in this nation. We talk about family, family unity, family pride, family strength. We talk about it a lot. Then as now, people derive really their personal and social standing from their family and where their family is in their life and how important a family is to all of us. Our lesson challenges this concept because it seems like Jesus, in the last part of this lesson we just read together, is having a fight between his mother and his brothers. Now, there's some opposition to what he's talking about. But Jesus is doing ministry and he's trying to show the larger picture. The larger picture that too often we lose sight of. And we certainly have in 2015 in too many instances. We lose sight of the family of God and the family of mankind together. Jesus isn't acting as though and wishing that these people weren't around. He's not saying, "I don't want you to act like family. That's important. But I want you to change your concept because together, we're in this together. We're not limited by names who we're sitting beside and who we are." And too often we do this limitations. He was asking for folks to change, but he was encouraging them to turn their lives around. He was healing folks who were unclean, and he even questioned the rigid rules for the Sabbath day. Remember this, he's challenging the order of the way things are. And saying things can improve. Things can improve. They have to improve. And I want you to be a part of it. Folks were complaining. They were complaining even then he was destroying the family with all of his shenanigans that he'd been doing. They even compared him to the devil, Beelzebub. Jesus mulled over the opposition. He spoke about a kingdom divided against itself can't stand. A home divided against itself can't really be a home. He was seeking to change all of this. And he was seeking to change the lives of people by God's power and declaring to everyone that if you don't work toward good through the power of the Holy Spirit, you're only going to be doing evil. You're only going to be doing evil, and that's all that it's all about. As we grow as we grow and mature, we learn this sometimes too late in life. And I guarantee you, youngsters, we don't learn it early enough. That God wants you to depend on the power of the Spirit to work in your life from the moment you recognize the fact that that Spirit is there and working with you. In verse 23 that I read to you, verse 23, Jesus called them and spoke to them in parables. How can Satan drive out Satan? He's talking about the idea that the Holy Spirit is going to be within you. You can't drive it out unless you ignore it completely. And too often we go about the business of ignoring the Holy Spirit completely in our life. I'm guilty of that, that's for sure. This was a sin to act against the Holy Spirit. And to do it really is an act of denying God. And to do it really is acting to deny the best that you can be and are because of Jesus Christ. The words that Jesus spoke jarred the very roots of the people there. And I imagine these last verses I shared with you when he said, "Who is my mother and brothers, but all of you not?" I'm sure Mary just shook in her tracks. And so did the brothers that were there that knew him, James and the others. Jesus, what are you talking about? We're your kin. We're your family. But my family is larger, Jesus said, because of the Spirit. You know, sometimes we fuss about the Bible not really suiting us more in our time. Sometimes we fuss and say, well, the Bible says. But the Bible says a lot of things. But the basic truth that comes across from God's Word is what Jesus is speaking in these verses. Because if you're joining Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you're accepting Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you're trying to empower your life through that Holy Spirit that we talked about at Pentecost, then you're going to become that new community of faith, a family demonstrating God's reigning love in the world in new and exciting ways. Are we up to it? I think we are. Are you up to it? I am. May God's kingdom come with our help. With our help. God, we love you. We know you love us. Sometimes we commit mistakes, we err, but you forgive us. Thank you. Amen.